I could not believe it when I heard about the latest cheating scandal in cycling. Forget about athletes doping their bodies. Now they're doping the bikes. The International Cycling Union, or UCI, found a motor inside a competitor's bicycle. This happened in a cyclocross race in Belgium. It is a tough sport with bikes built to race down dirt roads, mud, sand, and snow, as well as pavement. Now, I'm shocked by this motorized bicycle business, but David Schloss, an editor at Bike Hugger, is not.
I'm not surprised that somebody's put a motor in a bicycle. I am pretty saddened by it. I think that any doping really defeats the point of the competition. This just takes it to a whole new level.
Now, the UCI, the bike governing body, had been laughed at for bringing in X-ray machines to races, apparently, to look for motors. How long have these suspicions been going on?
Well, the suspicions have been going on officially since 2010. That's when the UCI started to actually bring those, you know, airport X-ray scanning machines to bike races and make people disassemble their bikes right before the races began. Comments about it being a possibility started a year or two before that. The UCI had spent 5 years trying to find a motor inside a bicycle. They proved that it was possible in laboratory tests. They just had not found one in the wild, so to speak, and now they have their first case of it.
Yeah, where have the cyclists been hiding the motors?
Well, so it looks like the motor is a combination of a system that's inside what's called the down tube, which is the metal tube that is underneath where the saddle is. So if you think about it, it's a round, hollow object that goes all the way down to where the pedals and the cranks are. So the system is hidden inside of there and is part of the bottom bracket. The bottom bracket is the part that the pedals spin around on an axis. And what the system is able to do is to able to turn the pedals for the cyclist and give them extra propulsion. And you really don't need all that much. If you think about it, races are often won by a second or two here and there. So the difference between being a first place finisher and being somewhere off the top 10 might be a matter of 2 or 3 seconds. Really, all you need is a little bit of a boost.
When was the moment when your suspicions were really tweaked, David?
My suspicions were tweaked the first moment that spectators and the magazines and the TV shows all said that it wasn't possible at all, because they all said the same thing about every type of biological doping, that there would be no reason to do it, that it wouldn't provide enough of an advantage, that it was too difficult to get away with. Those are the same things that people said about testosterone and EPO and microdosing and all the things that have plagued this and other sports. So pretty much as soon as the people who are in the industry said, oh, there's absolutely no way that this is possible, that's the point at which I thought it was possible.
There's blood doping, mechanical doping. When are spectators, cycling spectators, just going to throw in the towel with the sport?
Well, honestly, I think a lot of them have already. I have a 5-year-old son, and he and I watched the Tour de France. But the last couple of years, I really stopped showing it to him. I couldn't really justify showing him a sport in which I was so sure that there was so much doping going on. And you look at the times of some of these finishers in the last few years, and they're spectacular. They're some of the fastest times ever in the Tour de France and the Giro. And the last time that happened was Lance Armstrong. It takes a lot of the enjoyment out of the sport. These people are clearly in it to make their income and make their living. But what they're doing is they're taking the enjoyment away from all the spectators.
David Schloss, an editor at Bike Hugger, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure. Always great to talk to you.